Rebecca, congratulations. Talk to me about this game tonight.
Wow, I'm speechless right now. Like, it is crazy. Like, this is like the best defense we've ever played, and we all stepped up as a team, and I give them great credit. They had a great season, I heard, and even today's game, they did great.
What did you guys do in the second half different against their star player who had, 21 in the first half?
Yeah, we decided at halftime that she's not going to score, that we're going to play the best defense ever on her, and we stopped her totally, and I give her credit because she played an amazing first half, and she's an amazing player right there.
What was the mood down the stretch? You guys struggled a little bit at the free throw line. How nervous were you out there?
I don't even know. Oh, man, so many things are just going through our mind, and that was tough. Even tomorrow, like, if we want to win that game, we have to hit our free throws, and it's going to be tough, but we got this.
Your brother lost earlier today, tough one.
No,
I. And then Isaiah, Michigan State, just slipped by today. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, they just slipped by in the end and won. So you guys kind of almost had to rescue your brothers today and get a win for the Dolphins.
Yep, I heard Noah lost just because they didn't make the free throws.
Yeah.
But
kind of the same scenario.
Yeah, at least we got took a W, but.
Well, congratulations! Good luck.
Did you guys talk throughout the tournament? You and your brothers, and you have another sister that plays on your team.
Yep.
On the team, what has that been like for you?
Oh, my brothers! Every time I talk to them about them, they gave me great advice, saying, "Give it all." It's like your season right here. You don't want to end it with a loss. And they just said, "Give it your all and have fun out there." And great advice.
What happened?
What are we doing here, kid?
Doing a little interview.
The state championship tomorrow?
Yep. This is our first time as we could win this, and we have a chance, and I'm so pumped right now. It's going to be a great experience, and if we want to win this, we all have to come together as a team, play our best defense, and hit our shots.
You make the adjustment in the second half, and you guard Bauman. I mean,
she's a great player.
And she has 21 points the first half. You hold her to 2 in the second. Talk about that.
Even at halftime, Malone was like, who can stop, what was her number? 22, was it? Yeah, and I told her, I want to try to stop her, and of course I did, and I gave my all right there, and it was one tough half, but I gave my all, and so pumped.
How fun is this? I'm trying to put this into work. Can you?
I'm speechless right now. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, our team is going crazy in the locker room now, and this is the great experience, and it'll be even more so fun tomorrow if we come out with a W.
All right, one final question. You've got Minnehaha Academy. You guys had a chance to watch them.
They're good.
You've got the big girl down low, mm-hmm. and obviously you like to get to the basket. Is that a challenge, do you think? I mean, is there a team that maybe you've played during the regular season that can maybe compare to them?
Ooh, probably Esco. They have the trap girl. She was like 6'7", and she every time like we went in, she would just block us, but. Hopefully we can stop. She won't stop us tomorrow. We'll just have to drive and kick and hit our shots.
All right, you mentioned that your team's celebrating in the locker room.
Yeah, we're going crazy right now. I thought you'd get in there.
Go crazy with them.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Rebecca, can I ask you a question?
Oh, and then he comes in. Hey, nice game.
Thank you very much.
Alex Nagel of CommunityHoops.com with Rebecca Dahlman from Bram. Quite an exciting night for you. You guys not only get an exciting one, but I hear your older brother squeaked in a good win for their team as well tonight.
Yep, Watford, though, they didn't pull it off. They missed some free throws that probably cost them the loss. But Michigan State, so proud of them, and I hope they go far in the tournament.
Now, your game tonight, Rebecca, it seemed like Pipestone was in control for a good chunk of that ball game tonight.
Yep.
And then right past the 10-minute mark, that's when you guys started to make your run. What happened out there when that was going on?
I think we may have called timeout before, and we were like, we do not want to end our season like this. And we said we all have to step up right now and play the best defense of our life and just get great pressure. And this is like, that's when that 10-minute mark, that's when we were like, this is our game. And we all stepped up, and I'm so proud of all our team.
You know, I have to admit, for a freshman, you... were, in a very uncanny way, seemed to be very composed out there, and you were the one who took control. For a relatively young player like yourself, how hard is that?
Well, I love playing basketball. Great experience in my life, and when I'm on the court, I just think about basketball and give it my best ever. Like just give it my all and have fun out there, especially. Like I know I'm young, but I just want to have fun and just play with a great team, and that's what I have right now. And
now tell me, getting stepped for the big stage tomorrow, how hard is that going to be to turn around and come back after certainly an emotionally, if not physically, exhausting one tonight?
That's going to be it. Like, we scouted them before, and they seem a great team, and I told them before that we have to step up, everyone, and we have to give it all. Like, we're probably going to be tighter tonight, but we have to come out strong and give it everything we got, because this is our last game of the season. Why wouldn't we give it all? And I'm so proud of our team right now. Like, so I want to go celebrate now. But
well, you know what? You go in there, you enjoy yourself.
Thank you, sir, very much.